The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Laszlo from Atlanta, Georgia, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Roll Tide.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 473 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is Chris Eliopoulos.
Swervy.
Wow, caught you sleeping, did I, Mr. Cartoonist, huh?
Not
Mr. Artist? Yeah. You were sleeping. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, Michael. How's everything going with you?
Swimmingly.
Getting ready?
Getting ready.
Swimmingly.
Getting ready for what?
Oh, man. Very nice.
Taxes are done.
Thank goodness
is right. Getting $1 million.
Hey, Uncle
back.
Sam. Really?
Yeah.
Then you're buying dinner tonight.
That's right. Peanut butter and jelly all around, you know. It's like we're talking to, you know, just like an NBA player.
Yep. See, they live large. So in case you want to listen to one of my songs, Expressway to Your Heart by the Soul Survivors, which you might remember from back in the day.
Yeah.
No?
How's it go,
Chris?
Expressway to your heart. Look, I don't have a good voice. Look, I can draw pictures, but don't ask me to sing a song.
Are we talking like 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go look it up.
I'm sure everybody's going to be running.
She was just a gleam in her grandfather's eyes.
Wow.
I'm hoping people are running these down as I mention them. Check them out.
Was it the Skyliners? Is that what it was? Who did it? The Skyliners?
The Soul Survivors.
The Soul Survivors.
All right. Where do you get these things? All right. Everyone. Next time I want Audra's pick. I want Audra to pick one.
All right.
Please. All right, my shout-out is to... Oh, you didn't introduce me, but...
Hi, this is Michelle Scribner-McLean from Parts Unknown.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Swimmingly.
I'm good. Doing lousy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all Mike's fault. He promised me a big, expensive dinner. I'm getting peanut butter and jelly.
Are you getting testy with me?
Oh, we're still on that? Okay.
Okay, that was Tuesday.
Here's the shout-out, and it is to two of our Mickey Milers who did the Run Third 5K, which, is, of course, is Sean Astin's preferred charity, and we've had him on the show to talk about. And they are Julie Ellis and Karen Ellis, and they did a great job. So shout-out to them. Yay! Okay, so what are we talking about today?
We're talking about a tip. I have a tip.
Oh, sorry?
So one of the things that we always used to say to people who were planning a Walt Disney World trip who would not be able to go down every couple of years was, you know, make sure that you're in shape, you can do some walking, you have comfortable shoes, you save all this money, blah, blah, blah. Nowadays, there's one more thing that I think I'd like to add to that list, and I think that those people who are going down, regardless of whether you are runners or not, especially if you go during the summertime, I would invest in a good several pairs of runner's socks. And the reason why I say that is that they would wick away moisture and would help to prevent blisters from all the walking you're going to do. So it's just a little thought I had today when I was thinking about what kind of a tip would be good that a lot of people don't realize. For the runners that we know who listen to the show and who've gone... I think we all have runner socks we use almost every day anyways, but for those who don't, any kind of wicking socks, I think would be good to get that moisture off your feet so that you don't give yourself opportunities for blisters.
And Body Glide on the toes, I would say. That's a great idea.
So our co-host, Chris Eliopoulos, and his lovely family will be going down to Walt Disney World soon to... And when is that, Chris? When are you leaving?
For anybody who wants to rob my house, we'll be leaving April 20th. don't worry, we have guard dogs in my My brother stays here, so you can't rob my house. So my brother-in-law stays here, so please, people, don't rob my house. But we're going down April 20th for Star Wars Dark Side Challenge.
Is it New Jersey Vacation Week?
No, actually, this coming week, or the week that we're actually recording, or that we're actually sharing this, is when my kids are off. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so different.
Yeah.
New Hampshire
so,
has two more weeks, and Massachusetts is next week.
Yeah, huh. They're seniors now, so you know they've already got senioritis, and things are winding down for them anyway, and they haven't had any major. Days off this year, so we figured it was a good time to bring them with us and enjoy the summer weather down there for a little couple of days.
Nice.
So we booked this thing last year, and like I said, it was interesting. I booked it like the day that it went on sale for pass holders, and I think it was a week or so ago. I think I mentioned to you guys that they were still offering spots in the half. So that's an interesting thing. The changeover from last year is that we had it was practically sold out in the first couple hours of the first on sale date. Now we're looking at a couple weeks before the actual race, and they're still looking to sell tickets.
Yeah, the only race not sold out is the half marathon.
Right.
Wow.
At this point, but you know, which I found interesting is that we got notes saying, "Hey, if you're still interested." So I guess
well,
it goes
maybe
back.
I can fly down there and do the half marathon.
Well, it's just interesting because you know, in our other discussions, we talked about the fact that what is it that is selling tickets or you know, bibs, and that would be inaugural races, multi race packages, you know, that kind of thing. And so now this is sort of none of the above right now, right? It's inaugural. It's sort of people everybody did the last year, and looks like numbers are down this year.
Yeah, I think you're right, Chris. I don't think, I mean, for me, as a runner, I would be drawn to a Run Disney race weekend if there was an inaugural race going on, if there was an inaugural challenge, or if there was something unusual, if the course was different. But, you know, other than, you know, trying to see everybody and become a social event for a lot of these run Disney race weekends, January, it's a big social event. And I go down there to see everybody and, you know, run the races or whatever. But for the most part, I think that a lot of those who have been running this last 3, 4, 5, 6 years, it's been there, done that, and I think that's somehow working into this problem with them selling out races. I do think that there's a new group of runners every year, but I think the majority of the race weekends, they're depending upon return runners, you know?
Mm. Yeah, well, so it'll be interesting. I'm going to give you kind of a feedback on the back end once I do it and see what changes they have made from last year and if things are better or worse, what's going on. So so where should we start? The expo?
Well, actually, I wanted to know why you want to do this again. Is it just because it's a good time of the year for your family to travel? Or
yeah, you know what happened was, so this being their senior year, we had a lot going on in terms of college visits and planning, you know, their college life this year and their seniors. And we decided that we couldn't take the time through the fall doing all that training for a marathon weekend. So we decided we still wanted to do a race, and we, you know, had to make a choice.
You weren't there in January.
Right. So we kind of said, well, I, the only one that works, I love Star Wars. So it was, my wife was just like, sure, let's do Star Wars then. It's towards the end of the school year anyway. So it just fit into our schedule this year. I mean, we're already signed up for Dopey next year, so you know we're back into the thick of it. But so that was just, it was a choice of logistics in our lives. So
it wasn't that you thought this was the best race you'd ever done, and you're such a big Star Wars fan.
No, like you know, our favorite race that we've ever done has been the Wine and Dine when they did it at night.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they don't do it at night anymore. But so that was our original. We want to do that one again, and I think next year we may try to see what it's like during the day. But you know, I'm the Star Wars nerd, so getting those medals with the you know, spaceships on it or Darth Vader or whatever makes it work. So so that was the choice. So we decided to choose this one, and who knows? Maybe I'll be like, what do they call it when you just keep doing it every year? I'll be a lifer. But
legacy runner, I think.
Yeah, legacy, not lifer. Legacy. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
All right, so let's run through this.
Okay. So I guess, well, I mean, I don't know what the Expo is going to hold, but it should be interesting to see some of this. I mean, last year when I went through, I was hoping to see some genuine Star Wars shirts and or things like that, and there weren't. Like, I saw a lot of these, you know, like you know, the Yoda sayings, like "Judge me by my size, you do not," or something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
But they were all they were knockoffs. They weren't really great looking, and they didn't have any of the Star Wars logos or anything like that. I'm hoping that Disney is going to step up a little bit and give us some Star Wars product for runners besides the
shirts. So specifically, like, what would you like to see?
Like, I would love, you know, Star Wars running shirts. I mean, I know we get the ones from the actual race, but just other stuff like that, little running things to have with Star Wars on it. I'd be buying like crazy. You know, I was going in last year looking to spend a lot of money in the expo and wound up walking out with nothing.
Wow.
Because I was like, there's no genuine Star Wars product. Hmm. You know, I mean, I Disney owns them. Why couldn't they have, you know, put out a lot of product with that? Mm. You know, I would love water bottles or anything like just that Star Wars on it, or, you know, and there's so many quotes from Star Wars that you could use for running. You know,
I don't even think that shirt that you saw, Chris. I think that was from
it was a Disney.
What's that company? The bamboo shirts that I like. I can't remember now.
Well, but they were knockoffs. They weren't really official products.
Rothreads, thank you. Rothreads.
Rothreads.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't even think there was. Well, it starts on Thursday, April 20th from 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 7 p.m. The next day it goes same time, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And kind of interesting because when you look at the Run Disney website, it really doesn't tell you information that it has in the past about, like, the speaker series. It just doesn't seem to be a big deal.
Mm.
As we were talking about before with Tara.
Yeah.
It seems to have gone, so.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Is that a sell for you? Do you care?
You know, we don't normally. I mean, I know a lot of people love to go and sort of go through. I mean, I know you guys sit and talk to people and you catch up with people and watch some of the events. I tend to just get my stuff and move on. So,
and you never take a car, so you're going to be taking the bus from your resort over.
Yes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, now that's the only thing that worries me is that, you know, like, by the time you, like, these buses get back and forth, it turns into a 4-hour event.
Right. I think if I didn't have a car, I would Uber it over.
Yeah, I mean, I could taxi it over too. I mean, that's you know, whatever. They always have taxis right outside, you know, the front door. So, but yeah, so we got to go do that one, and you know, and of course they always have everything in 5 different buildings to pick up everything. So they make you walk through all of the sponsors, stores and stuff. But then on Friday they're going to have the 5K. Which I was like, I should have done that one, but we didn't want to take too many days off for the kids.
Oh, you're not doing the 5K?
We are not. Mm-hmm. The plan went, so we're going to leave, we're going to fly out on Thursday night, and then Friday we'll go get our bibs, and then Saturday and Sunday we run. So so we don't do, maybe someday in the future I'll do the 5K as well. But it's not part of the challenge, like you don't get any extra bonus points for...
Mm. It's just another chance to stop and get your picture taken with all those characters who usually repeat.
All 3 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm hoping to see more this year. I'm hoping to see that they've stepped it up a little bit, so we'll see. I don't even know what the... Do you know what the course is for the 5K?
The 5K course begins in the Epcot parking lot. And it goes way outside the parking lot and eventually runs past Test Track and into Norway and around World Showcase, counterclockwise, and somewhere around, just as you go over the bridge, you're going to go backstage behind United Kingdom and then come out just before, it looks like just before Future World. And then, of course, you go across the bridge, then again to the right towards Living Seas, down towards Living Seas, then back. And then it looks very much similar to the last probably 200 or 300 yards as you would see in the January races. And then the finish is in the Epcot parking lot. I think there'll be a lot of running off stage behind. You'll be running underneath the test track, I think. So I think that's what you'll see, Chris. I think that's what it was last year, I think.
Are you disappointed that you're not doing it, Chris, or?
A little bit, but mm-hmm. We had to make, we made the plans based on the fact that we wanted to take the kids out of school, but mm-hmm. we didn't want to have them out for too long because that would have added an extra day on there. Mm-hmm. We would have had to leave on Wednesday, get the bibs, and then run on Friday for a 5K. It just was not logistically great for us. So,
well, one thing different from last year is that this will be a metal, right?
For the 5K,
metal.
Yeah. That would be worth rats. Doing it. Yeah, now he's feeling sad.
Now I'm feeling it.
Oh my goodness.
But
all right.
Hopefully, people have fun. I mean, that one's fun. I mean, it goes right through the Epcot, so not bad. Oh well. Anyway, so what are we doing? So then Saturday, I got to wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning because we're going to go do the 10K. Race time again is at 5:30, so they're still trying to keep us getting out there early.
Well, you know, Chris, what's kind of neat about the 10K is that it's really a completely different 10K course than we've ever seen down in Walt Disney World. It starts in the Magic Kingdom parking lot, but I think it looks like it's starting in one of the extended areas of the parking lot that they were building last year. And then you run down, it looks like you're going to be running down eventually World Drive and then somewhere around 3.5 miles it looks like you're going into MGM. Is that what you see?
It looks like, are we popping in on where are we popping in? Are we going into a slight bit of
I believe
the
that's
Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, that's studios. Yeah.
So you go into the studios, but like it's like a 2 minute in and out. Like
well,
you
there's
go
nothing
in
there. That's why
I know, right? They don't even take you by the Star Wars ride, Star Tours. it just takes you in back behind Tower of Terror up through L.A. town,
well,
whatever that is.
That course will be different from last year, Chris. Excuse me, because of all the work going on for
yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see where they take you.
Yeah, well, it looks like you go right into through the Hollywood area, and then boom, right down the main drag, and then slightly out, and then boom, you're gone. You're out of the building. You're at the front door. And then it looks like it takes you that path that we run at the end of the marathon, which is like mile 24, I believe, or something like that, where it's the path between like the yacht and the beach and the boardwalk and the Swan and the Dolphin. You have that walkway in case you don't want to take a bus or a boat. And it takes you right along, through, past the yacht club and then the beach club. And then you head into the World Showcase. But I think you're going in – tell me if I'm wrong. I think you're going in through the back gate. Is that right? It's hard to read these PDFs very well. They don't make them very clear.
No.
So it looks like you're going in that way. And you don't go around the World Showcase. You just sort of go – just through like England and Canada –
yep.
Out the front and then just right past. I hope they make dress this up as the Death Star again, Spaceship Earth, because they did it in that big announcement when they had the movie premiere. Well, it'd be nice. Maybe even for the weekend, they would turn it on at night. But so what's interesting, though, about the new PDF is they give you on the bottom, if you look, it kind of gives you elevations so you can see where the hills are, and which is a kind of a new thing. I don't know if I remember seeing that before.
No, I don't either.
On their PDF. So it's interesting. So they're showing you, you know, it's funny because you can see at mile, what is it, like halfway through 4 and 5. I think, is that what it is? 1, 2, 3, between 3 and 4, which happens, it's the ramp up around that loop. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. And then it sort of almost is level, but kind of downhill a little bit towards the back end, which is a nice feeling. So, so it should be interesting. It'll be interesting to see where they put all of the specialty things, you know, where do they put, the characters, and because I mean the first three and a half miles are out in the middle of the street. So I don't know how much they're going to have stuff out there. And then how much is going to be in the Hollywood studio since you're in and out so quickly. You know?
That's true.
So we'll have to see.
That's true.
So it should be done fairly soon. I would assume most people will be done by like 8 o'clock.
Well, it depends upon how many people have registered and, you know, how quickly. But you're right. If I would say the last corral gets off at 6:30, so, yeah, people should be done by between 8, maybe 8:15, depending upon, you know, if you've got walkers and stuff. But
yeah. I was hoping because, you know, like we finish up in outside of, in the parking lot at Epcot, but I don't think the park will be open that time to walk back to my hotel. So, no. So that's a bum. I've got to sit and wait for a bus. But all good. Got to do what you got to do.
Let's talk about the half marathon course.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about the half marathon course is that it starts in the same spot as the 10K the day before. But instead of going down Wheel Drive, you're pretty much going towards the backside, towards the Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. And for a lot of marathoners, it probably will seem very familiar. So it's going to take about 4.5 miles before you get to Disney's Animal Kingdom. And you're not going to be spending much time in there. You're in there for maybe 0.5 mile. And you're coming out and you're going, I believe that's Osceola. I think that's Osceola Highway. I could be wrong. And it looks like the journey from the Animal Kingdom to through Osceola and up World Drive a bit till you get to Buena Vista, it looks like Buena Vista Drive from Animal Kingdom to the Hollywood Studios theme park. It looks like it's 1, 2, 3, 4. At least 5 miles before you get into the studios. And then you go through the studios, I would say maybe 0.5 mile in the studios, maybe, before you head back out. And again, a very familiar route at that point for those who have done the marathon. And you go along through, looks like Boardwalk, till you get to the Epcot, and it looks like you go around World Showcase, which is pretty cool, and counterclockwise, and you end up in the parking lot, very familiar parking lot in Epcot. So that's how the Star Wars Dark Side Half Marathon course runs. What would be pretty concerning about me is that there's not a lot of park time, and you know, you're paying top dollar for this race, and not much park time, that's for sure.
They really do hope they put a lot of characters out there, because there's a lot of how many miles is that?
So that's
like
about 11 miles of outside the parks, it looks like. Yeah. It's 4.5 before you hit Animal Kingdom, and then you're out of Animal Kingdom, well, depending upon how you look at it, the file. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I would say you could say 11 and a half miles of the 13.1 is outside the parks. So, you know.
It's very interesting. I'm not really quite sure what the I think this is different from last year, though. Because I thought I remember kind of coming in through right by Spaceship Earth on, I don't know which side it is, but on the Living Sea side, and then coming up all the way to the hub right by World Showcase, and then coming back down like there was a switchback. They've changed that.
Hmm.
Now they've got you coming in through the back.
So here's a question for you. Have you looked at the weather? What are the daily temperatures?
From what I've seen so far, it looks like it's been highs in the 80s.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be one of those getting used to it, making sure you have your water and your, you know, and it looks like they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 water stations on this track. So a half marathon, so 12 miles, you've got 9 water stations, or 13 miles, you've got 9 water stations. That's not bad. You know, it's going to be, because it's going to be rough out there if it's starting to get warm, the sun comes up. I don't see how many, I think there's only one food area too, so they've only got one spot where they're giving you whatever, a banana or something.
Looks like every 2.25 miles is a water stop.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, you're going to need it too, especially for that, if it's going to be getting warm. And again, they give you the elevation, and it looks like it's not too bad. There's a couple of spikes there, up and down. But the Disney courses have always been known to be sort of very level and flat, except when you get to the ramps.
Yeah, the ramps of the mountains down.
Yeah, there. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. So it is a different course. It looks like it's definitely different from what they had last year. It's going to be a weird one. Like I said, 11 miles outside, what are they going to have out there? You know, I mean, I know they did last year. They had like those big sign, like the big movie screens, and they were playing parts of the movies. But, you know, that's 11 miles out there. I'm you know, hoping they got a little stuff, something going on. But I don't even know. Do they say that they are doing? Remember that they had you told me last time they had like the characters outside of the race, right? There was like a spot you could go to and see get pictures with the characters before the race. Or after the race?
Was it last year they had the at the World of Sports, we picked up our bibs and they had these large tents in the back where you could go in and get your picture taken. I remember walking way in the back and they did that, because I remember we were complaining about what happened in Disneyland with the light side, and they had these special tents where you could have your picture taken during the same day that you pick up your bib, so in case people wanted to get photo opportunities then.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll have to check that one out this time and see if they do have it again. Just because I'm not a big fan of doing that while I'm on the course. I sitting there for a half an hour waiting to take a picture is like not exactly the greatest thing to do.
So are you going to take any pictures?
I'm horrible. I take awful pictures. What do they call a photograph smile? I always look like I'm.
No, but I didn't think you stopped very often.
I don't. I don't. I can't. I mean, you know, you look at these lines. I mean, last year, I remember there was like a line for Chewbacca that was just outside the World Showcase entrance. And you know, there's that little area out there, and it's like a little loop, a little circle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a line that went all the way around that loop. Waiting for Chewbacca to take a picture, and
wow.
I was like, I can't.
Michael Dukes.
So, but you know, it's Star Wars, so for me, it's the thing to do. Hopefully they've learned some lessons from last year. It looks like they changed the course, so maybe they're picking up on a few things.
Well, looking forward to you telling us all about it in a couple of weeks. Of course, we'll be doing a couple of shows before you go down, but we're looking forward.
Yeah.
I know I'm looking forward to you coming back and saying, hey, Mike, chocolate milk at the end of the race. That's what I'm looking for.
I know. I think about that now because, you know, I've been doing so many more longer runs on the weekends, and I come home and I have my chocolate milk and I go, oh, Mike Scopa.
Thank you, Chris, for the preview. Thank you, Michelle, for the preview. And we'll be looking forward. Chris, good luck with that. Of course, we'll be talking to you between now and then, but we wanted to make sure that we covered it because we have a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we wanted to make sure that we did a little bit of a preview for those who are going down. We wish everybody good luck. So for Chris.
Oh, speaking of which, right, before you even say goodbye, I just realized I'll have access to the Mickey Miles and More Instagram account, so maybe I'll be posting some pictures on that forum.
I hope you do.
Yes.
Unless
so be sure to
the
follow
password.
No,
I would love it if you did. That would be awesome.
Will do.
That would be terrific.
So for Chris Eliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, may the force be with you as we will see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.